I actually should have. Maybe I still will. Maybe I'll ask our next guest about Pack Rat Day today, and why there are some of us, present company excluded, other than me. I'm not dragging you into my problem, but I am a pack rat. But that's another story for another time. Unless Dr. Donna Rockwell, clinical psychologist practicing in Michigan and in New York, the adjunct faculty member of Saybrook University College of Integrative Medicine and Health Sciences, can help us with that after she helps us with what we've asked for her help on, and that is there are a lot of people, I'll say us, there are a lot of us feeling anxious about the return to work at the office. Dr. Donna has some tips on how to handle the transition. Dr. Donna Rockwell, always a pleasure to welcome you to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Good morning, Paul. It's beyond a pleasure to be with you.
Well, nice of you to say. I'm not alone in saying, you know, I got used to doing the show from home for 2 years. I liked it. And there are other people who liked working from home. And now the companies feel like we all have to go back, and we are, mostly.
What's so interesting is that there's actually a subtle difference that we need to look for. Are we anxious because we're transitioning back to our job that we once perhaps enjoyed? Or are we anxious because that job no longer fits us? So I think we really need to discern, is this anxiety about transitioning back? Or is this anxiety because I'm not so sure this is what I want to do anymore?
Dr. Donna, do me a favor. Move the mouthpiece of your phone a little further away from your mouth. These phones these days are crazy, and it's distorting your voice a little bit. So just move it a little bit away from your mouth.
I'm a speaker now, so.
Oh, you're on a speaker?
No, I just switched to that. So
the point is,
do we really have anxiety about transitioning back to work, or is it that that job no longer fits us? So I think we have to ask ourselves that hard question, because if we're trying to feel better about transitioning back, but the real issue is that I didn't want to do this job 2 years ago, and now I'm going back to a job that I had outgrown actually anyway. So I think we have to figure that out first and ask ourselves the tough questions. Is this stress from transitioning or because I really need to look for something else? But if it is transitioning, we have to ask questions and concerns to our employer. We have to share that with them, even though we might be a little bit frightened. That's the first answer. So we get some kind of clarity and we know what we're heading back to. There are actually 9 of these. I'll go through them quickly. The second one is to work out a plan that allows us to integrate our time back into the office at our own pace, because this really is a mental health issue at the end of the day, and our employer needs to understand that and help us get back to work at a pace that makes sense to us, that's not going to cause us mental health issues that will end up hurting the company. Third, we need to speak to coworkers ahead of time, ones we trust, because we can brainstorm with them and say, how are you doing this? This is how I'm doing this. Do you have any tips for me? And that can really, really be helpful and create a sense of community with all of us heading back to work. We need to revisit and revise the rituals we do before we head back to the office. So in other words, like if we went for a jog before work, if we had a good breakfast, these are things that we need to begin again and ahead of time. So we need to reintegrate rituals, morning rituals, before we head back to the office.
Doctor, you'll have to go a little faster to get all 9 in. We're going to run out of time.
Sure. No, just that we have the opportunity at this point to make changes that boost our professional happiness. And we need to set boundaries, be gentle with ourselves, and seek professional help if it's getting too bad.
Did you get all 9 in?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Excellent. Very well done. So this also must be the reason that you're seeing Dr. Donna Rockwell, of people who have come back and then said, you know what, just as you said a moment ago, I really never liked this job, I'm leaving, because we're hearing about people leaving jobs in record numbers.
Right, and this is actually an opportunity for us to be able to boost our professional happiness. This could be an opportunity. and we could find something that better suits us. But as I said in the beginning, we really need to figure out, because we're just saying this is a transition and it's so hard. We need to look more deeply at that for ourselves and see what we really want as we go forward in our life.
Well, a quick note then, if we have the moment, about this fact that today is Pack Rat Day. I'm a pack rat. Most of the stuff that I keep is not necessarily useful. 80% of what we keep, we never use. It leads to stress, I guarantee you. And with the 40 seconds we have left, is this a part of, am I suffering from separation anxiety? I don't want to get rid of this stuff?
You might be asking the wrong person, because my family makes fun of me because I still have my jeans from college. But I wrote a piece in the past about how our brains can only be as uncluttered as our closet. So it's a tough thing to get started on, but once we do it, boy, does that ever feel good.
Gotta feel good.
This Marie Kondo tells us how to do it. If it doesn't give us a good feeling, we have to throw it on the goodbye pile.
With that, we've got to go. Dr. Donna Rockwell here on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.